turn man there was Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, and he did the right thing by cutting back to the left side, but nowhere to go. Just goes down, and he's not at 100% either, Clark. That ankle foot injury that he sustained a couple weeks back when we were watching him, he's still not 100%, but given what he's got for this team in his final year here in a Laker uniform.
First and 10 for the Lakers. They come out in the full spread. Dustin Cady in the shotgun, and he has Terrence Dubs to his right, two wide each way. Dustin Cady is going to keep it for himself, has to bounce off the defensive end. He's still on his feet at the 25, bounces off one tackler, and is forced out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That's the hard way to get 2 yards, as number 30 for MLS, Owen Hine, brought him down, forced him out of bounds. And it's going to bring up, actually, according to the spot, they're going to put him down at the 27, so it will be a one-yard gain for Dustin Cady, second and 9.
That was one of the hardest earned 1 yards we've seen in a few weeks, Clark, maybe all season. He was hit twice in the backfield, once about 5 yards deep and the other one about 3 yards deep, and he bounces off of both of them and gets a one-yard gain, hard-earned. Lakers go into a shotgun formation, one running back in the backfield and two receivers on each side.
It's a handoff. Actually, Dustin Cade, he's going to keep it for himself. He's crossed the 30 down to the 35-yard line. The ball comes loose once he hit the ground. He appears to be a little bit injured, but we have a flag back at the 25-yard line. 75, Michael Leeson actually with the tackle.
Wow, there's an easy flag here on the play, Clark. If you were watching closely, number 55 for Lakers, Quentin Smith, literally tackled Adam St. Clair. Yeah, he was holding on to his legs and tripped him up. He's going to get a holding call, so there's at least going to be 10 yards going backwards now for if you're a Laker defender.
And my apologies, it's actually number 70, Bragg Easton, with that tackle for MLS. And the 15 yards pushes Lakers back to their own 15-yard line as we have an official timeout. Injured player here for Lakers. Number 55, Quentin Smith, is getting his back worked on here on the sidelines, actually, as the training staff from Sure Healthcare Network on hand to take care of any injured players here for the Lakers squad all season long. We greatly appreciate all of the assistance from all of our medical staff across the region as Lakers is facing a second down from their own 15-yard line. The first down marker is at the 36.
Yeah, second and very long upcoming. They almost are getting to the point where they have no choice but to start throwing the football. There's just nothing else going. The running game has been unsuccessful so far.
As they're still working on number 55.
It may be a bump on the head, Clark. This may be more of a, he looked a little groggy there as he was trying to stand up. Maybe more of a concussion type deal. Not exactly sure, though.
Still working on his back there a little bit. He's trying to stretch that out as much as possible as Lakers is facing a second and 21 from their own 15-yard line. Two wide each way, full spread for the Lakers. Dustin Cady lets this one fly down to the field. It's into the hands of the 40-yard line. Falls incomplete. Brennan Wisner had his hands on that, but good coverage there by number 30, Owen Hine. He's all over that field and forces an incompletion for the Laker offense, and now a third and 21, 5:56 left here in the third.
Dustin Cady lets it go, and it's actually a little bit short, which was perfect. Brennan Wisner was the only one who turned around to see that ball was going to come up short. He responded. It hit him right in the chest and fell to the ground. That would be a drop pass for the Laker offense, and just can't seem to get the engine rolling here and get any sort of momentum on their side.
Trips left now, one to the right. Dustin Cady looking to back to pass. He has pressure. He has to avoid it. Scrambling. Now he's going to keep it for himself. And coming out of from behind him, back at the 14-yard line, is number 77, Adam St. Clair, that big lineman, and now a flag flies after the play is done.
That may be on St. Clair.
He literally just wrestled him down to the ground. Here's the call, personal foul against MLS.
So yeah, it's going to be on St. Clair, either after the tackle or probably by the way he did tackle him, I think, is what the personal foul is going to be, because he, you mentioned this earlier, Monday Night Raw, he picked him up and slammed him to the ground, no reason to do so. So that's exactly what it's going to be.
They mark off 15 yards. They're back at the 29-yard line. The original line of scrimmage, mind you, was at the 26. Lakers now facing a fourth down. The first down marker is at the 36-yard line. It's a fourth and seven situation with 5:40 left here in the third, trailing 8-41 to MLS. Lakers going for it, two wide each way at their own 29-yard line. Dustin Cady in the shotgun. Stays in the pocket. Lets this one fly to the left side. Caught by number 8, Brady Post, at the first down marker. And he couldn't come down with it. They say it was a complete pass and fumbled on the way down. Brought down by number 57, Taylor Fall, brings in the fumble back at the 33-yard line. And it's a turnover of downs.
I still believe, Clark, a lot of the passing woes you'll see on this Laker team is lack of practice and lack of utilizing the passing game in game situations. As they need 8 yards for a first down. They run a curl route, Clark, that would have got them 6 yards. Doesn't make sense. You got to at least run your route far enough to get you a first down. He completes the pass. They batted away from him. Could have made the case it was an incomplete pass. No matter, MLS on offense.
And MLS launches this one down to about the 8-yard line, intended for number 11, Benjamin Goddard. He had his defender beat, but it was overthrown by about 2 yards, and he couldn't bring that one in. A nice throw downfield, catching Lakers off guard there on first down. Incomplete, though, brings up second and 10 from the Laker 33.
Yeah, a little hiccup there on the Cardinals offense. You haven't seen Nathaniel Lindelof throw too many poor passes. That one there, not necessarily poor, but overthrown in a situation where his receiver was open. I'd like to see the Lakers utilize that a little bit, come with play action on first down as well. I think that would be something that would be good for them to try as well.
Two men in the backfield with Lindelof, and he's going to go on the option out to the left side. He's going to keep it for himself. He's across the 25, still on his feet at the 20, going to the far sideline, and finally run down at the 18-yard line by number
81,
James Stork, the defensive end junior for Lakers. But it's going to result in a first down for the Cardinals inside Lakers 20 at the 18.
Well, Nathaniel Lindelof changes directions quickly, doesn't he, Clark? That read option, it looked like he was going to pitch it, and he just kind of tiptoes his way forward, and before you know it, he cuts and goes down to the right side, gets a big gain, and if James Stork doesn't catch him from behind, I'm not so sure anybody would have got him.
Five carries for 48 yards for Lindelof and one touchdown. His long 32 yards was the score on the night for Lindelof. Two wide to the right, one to the left, working off the right hash. Now a man in motion coming out of the backfield. That's Casey Williams to the left. And it's a little bit of low snap. Flags flying on the snap. And it's going to be completion to number 4 at the 7-yard line. Still struggling and finally comes down at the 5-yard line. That is Andrew Schroeder. As number 4, Dustin Cady on the tackle, a one-legged tackle, you could call it, brought down at the 6-yard line. But this is more likely going to be an illegal shift.
I think there were two guys in motion at the same time. Either way, it's going to be on MLS here. I kind of surprised this play even happened.
It was the both sideline judges threw the flag simultaneously. Two men were in motion. Illegal shift against MLS.
Technical, it's going to be an illegal shift.
So that pushes them back 5 yards. And they're going to repeat the down, first and 15 from the 23-yard line. First down marker is at the 8-yard line of Lakers. 4:29 left here in the third quarter still. 41-8, MLS Cardinals leading by 33. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Two men in the backfield with Lindelof in the shotgun. That's going to be a handoff around the left side to Owen Hine, the 5'11", 180 senior. And there's a strip on it, actually fumble at the 23-yard line. And Mauricio Diaz-Reyes comes up with it. And Lakers defense comes up with a stop, strips him, and the Laker offense back on the field.
Wow, I haven't called Owen Hine's number in a while, and the Lakers defense strips him out. I think Owen Hine making a case that that ball was forced out by the ground, that he was down, but no instant replay here, as they're going to say Laker football, and the home team gets a break just what they needed but it may have come at a high price, Clark, as